the Lord. What a beautiful spirit I feel here tonight. Amen. We serve an awesome God. He loves each and every one of us. Amen. If you'll turn to your Bibles, Deuteronomy chapter 5. We'll read verse 8 and 10. Deuteronomy 5, 8 through 10. Thou shalt not make thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Lord, we love you. Thank you, God, for what we felt here tonight. And God, I just believe you're going to speak to every heart here tonight. Lord, God, help us to do your will and to serve you with all of our heart in Jesus' name. You can be seated. I want to speak to you accepting freedom from the image. Accepting freedom from the image. Idol worship is always something that God has despised. And we see this in one of the Ten Commandments that God has established. Our first response is, well, Pastor, we don't do that today. We don't serve images. And I say, really? Really? I ask you, what is an image? An image is man-made. An image is the works of man's hand. It is something that is created by man. In other words, it is something I make or that it is made by man that I choose to worship. When we worship something, we treat it as God. What is one of the qualities of God? You see, we all know about love. We all know about his mercy, his grace, and you can go on and on. But there is one thing in particular that I want you to notice. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In theological terms, it is called immutability, unchangeableness. But it is the basis for the I am statement of God. The I am that I am means always constantly in the present with no need to change. However, we see God at different stages differently. Sometimes he is my father. There are times he's my savior. He's my king. You see, God can be to us whatever we need him to be. That's what's so awesome about our God. Amen. If I need somebody to comfort me, he's my comforter. Amen. If I need a healer, he's my healer. Amen. That is what he is. Sometimes that's what he is. But see, God works in my life in different ways. And when God reveals himself that way, we want to take a snapshot sometimes of God and make him stay that way. Amen? In Exodus chapter 6, 1 through 3 says, Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go. And with a strong hand shall he drive them out of the land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and to Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was not I known to them. But folks, when we build an image, we restrict God. You see, we want him to stay the same way in our perception. We make him this much and then no more. You see, you will never know everything about God. You can't know all things about God. And we know that we are supposed to be like him. And so what do? We set up a target. We set up a goal. And we work toward that image. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1 says, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ." But it must be a moving target. I'll never get there and say that I have arrived. Amen? In 1 Corinthians 13, 9 through 12 says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, though I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known." We don't accomplish the end of this goal until after this life. In 1 John 3, 2-3, "Beloved, now we, the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." Amen. Three kinds of images. Three kinds of images that blind us if we worship them. We are blinded of our image of ourself. Self-expectation. When we come to Christ, we all have, folks, expectations of what Christians act like. Any person on the street can tell you what a Christian should be like. Come on. We play roles in our lives. People on the street, folks, understand me today. People on the street have no clue what a Christian should be like. You say, "Well, why, Pastor?" Because they have no idea what Christ is really like. Come on. You see, one of the temptations of Christ was, if you be the Son of God, then cast yourself off this mountain. If you're the Son of God, then act like the Son of God. Jesus didn't fall for it. Right? He didn't fall for it. Neither should you. Neither should you. And another image is our image of other people. What we expect of others. There's a great quote that I read. It says, "When a man gets married, he starts acting like his father. When a woman gets married, she starts acting like her mother. The problem arises because his father was never married to her mother." Right? Isn't that good? We have expectations of other people. That's not what we should be doing. And there's another image, the kind of image that others have of us. What others expect out of us. It's called peer pressure. Come on. And it is what drives, folks, it drives 90% of the world today. Peer pressure. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 through 15 says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust of your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." Now, J.B. Phillips' translation says it this way: Don't let your character be molded by the desires of your ignorant days. Let me give you my interpretation. In other words, don't act like you did when you were stupid. Come on. The world, folks, the world wants to give you an image of what is successful. What have you achieved to be a success? And, folks, a lot of times we buy into it. Maybe we don't sacrifice our children in the valley of Gehenna unto Molech like they did in the Old Testament. But we sacrifice our children every day on the altars of what somebody else has decided will make us successful. Come on. Now let's talk about this image. This image can bind us. There's a Bible story I want us to read. And then we'll pull some principles out of it. In 2 Kings chapter 7, 1 through 5. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine's in the city, and we shall die there. If we sit here, we die also. Now, therefore, come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the othermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. You see, folks, they render us unable to act because we were never able to attain unto the image. If they would have waited for the army to show up that looked like an army, or what they had in their mind of an army, they would have starved to death. Right? There was an army available to fight, but it was afraid. Why? Because it didn't measure up to the image that they thought they had to be able to defeat the Assyrians. Some people never become Christians. Why? Because they say, I can't live like that. Others say, I can't be a Christian because nobody down there lives like a Christian. In other words, nobody else is worshiping the image that I'm worshiping, so I can't go there. Others say, because what would so-and-so think if I became a Christian? Listen, folks, God says unto all three, quit worshiping that image and worship me. Come on. Hallelujah. Just follow me. Don't worry about what this one's doing or that one's doing. Follow me. Don't worry about what everybody else is thinking about. Just follow me. But you know what? We limit what God can do in our lives. In 2 Kings 7, 6 through 7, it says, For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even a noise of a great host. And they said one to another, Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled the twilight and left their tents and left their horses and left their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. You see, God had a heavenly sound system that ready in the entire time, folks, but he couldn't use it because nobody would move. Amen. In Matthew 13, 54 to 58, and when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogues, insomuch that they were astonished and said, Whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is it not the carpenter's son? Is it not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Josiah and Simon and Judas and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Jesus couldn't even do miracles there because they couldn't stop seeing him as the carpenter's boy or Mary's son. See the images I'm talking about tonight, folks. Amen. Images will bind us by not being able to see what others can see do for us. I'll say that again. Images bind us by not being able to see what others can do for us. When you read in 2 Kings 7, 9 through 14, then they said one to another, We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, and we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, We came to camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied and tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry, therefore are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field. And when they came up out of the city, We shall catch them alive and get into the city. And one of his servants answered and said, Let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as a multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, are even as all the multitude of Israel that are consumed. And let us send and see. They took therefore 2 chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, Go and see. How could these 4 guys help us? Just look at these guys. How can these 4 guys help us? How can these 4 lepers help us? You mean to say that these 4 lepers are our deliverers? My pastor or these people, they can't help me. Why? Well, I know more than they do. They don't even match my image. Look at them. They are lepers. They're not an army. I had this picture of this great army coming. And they were going to deliver us. But you're telling me these four lepers are going to help us? Matthew 7, 1 through 5, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt they say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Folks, you're right. We're lepers. You're right. We've got some stuff in our eyes. Amen? But you're wrong in one sense. We can help you. If we can introduce people to the Savior Jesus Christ, we can help you. That's all we're here for, is to introduce you to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In of myself, I am nothing. But with Him, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. Let's stand here tonight. I tell you tonight, folks, let the image go. You're never going to be perfect, and neither am I. But all I want to do is let you know that I serve a great God, and He loves me, and He wants to help you. Amen. Hallelujah. Understand something tonight, folks. The people around you are never going to be perfect. And you're never going to be measured up to the standard that this world wants to put on you and me. So quit worshiping the image and worship Jesus Christ. That's all we need. We need Jesus. Folks, quit looking for those things. You think way things, this ought to be this way. You'll never know all there is to know about Jesus. Hallelujah. But I do know this. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not perfect. I never claimed to be perfect. I'll be the first to admit I mess up. But all I want to do is help you to get to heaven. That's all I want to do. And if you'll let me, I'll help you get there. Hallelujah. Let go of the image tonight. This altar's open, folks. Let's ask God. Say, Lord, help me, God, just to focus on you. Help me, Lord God, just to be what you want me to be. Come on.